this is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name Mac, M-E-C-H, Rose, R-O-S-E, date of birth 10-5-1939, place Frankenwood, Genesis Nursing Rehab. History of present illness, this is a 83-year-old female. She was initially evaluated at Franklin Square Hospital, admitted because of bradycardia with heart rate of 30 to 40. She was having sinus pause 2 to 3 seconds. After evaluation of the Franklin Square, the decision was made that she will need pacemaker and she was transferred to the Union Memorial Hospital. Patient was sent to Union Memorial Hospital. She was seen by cardiologist and labs and imaging is done. Patient underwent pacemaker placement. Permanent pacemaker, Medtronic, M-E-D-T-R-O-N-I-C. She was also having a back pain and she was given oxycodone PNN. Patient has a dyspnea, shortness of breath. She was noted to have a CHF acute exacerbation. She was treated for CHF and she was maintained on Lasix. She has a known diagnosis of atrial fibrillation and she was maintained in home Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O. Chronic pain was managed with gabapentin, duloxetine, and oxycodone PRN. Patient has a multiple medical issues including obesity, chronic anemia, osteoarthritis, chronic lymphedema, and she also reported to have a legal blindness secondary to macular degeneration and chronic hypoxia requiring home oxygen. They consulted physical therapy, PTOT done, and because of deconditioning and recent hospitalization with CHF and pacemaker, they recommended that she will benefit from subacute rehab. Patient was transferred to the subacute rehab today. When I saw the patient, she has some pain and aches in the back, but she has no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She was a little constipated earlier, and she required Miralax. One dose was given. At present, she is comfortable lying on the bed. She has no current issues. Past medical history, she has a CHF. Number 2, atrial fibrillation, maintained on anticoagulation. Number 3, chronic leg edema. Number 4, GERD. Number 5, obesity. Number 6, sleep apnea. Number 7, history of legal blindness due to macular degeneration. Previous pneumonia treated, chronic hypoxia, maintained on home oxygen. She also has a chronic anemia, iron deficiency. Surgical history, she has hysterectomy, bilateral knee replacement, surgery in the past, colonoscopy, hiatal hernia repair, cholecystectomy. Bilateral knee replacement patients told me that it was not successful. Social history, she does not smoke, no alcohol, no drug abuse. She lives in a senior citizen building. She has a niece and she also involved in her care. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ionization, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, complaining of some constipation today, and no abdominal pain, musculoskeletal, bilateral leg edema, chronic lymphedema with chronic dermatitis changes, both lower legs, neuro, no syncope, no dizziness, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, hematology. She has some bruises in the left posterior hand, ecchymosis, but no active bleeding, no hematuria, no blood in the stool. A medication upon discharge from the hospital, Tylenol 650, 2-6-hour PRN, albuterol inhaler, 90 mcg, 1 puff, Q6-hour, DONF treatment, Q6-hour PRN, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, probiotic 1 capsule daily, dexamethasone / guanfacine 10 ml Q6-hour PRN, duloxetine 60 mg daily, Lasix 80 mg daily, gabapentin 200 mg, 2 capsules BID. Zofran 4 mg Q6 hour PRN PU if needed for vomiting, nausea. Protonix 40 mg daily. Xarelto 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 20 mg daily. Zinc oxide 40% topical paste for the skin break, and Aquaphor for the skin dryness. Physical exam patient, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, obese lady, very pleasant. Blood pressure is 120 over 78, pulse 73, temperature 98.7, respiration 20, pulse oxygen 95%. Adiabatic normophilic, eyes anectatic. No ear and nasal discharge, throat clear, neck supple, no GVD. Chest non-tender, lungs and decreased breaths on the basis, but upper fields are clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, irregular. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, bowels are present, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, bilateral leg edema, chronic. She also has a dermatitis above the ankle area, both legs. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, and cooperative, moving all her extremities. Gait not tested because she's lying on the bed and resting. Assessment. Number 1, CHF acute exacerbation. Number 2, bradycardia, status post pacemaker placement. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, atrial fibrillation. Number 5, morbid obesity. Number 6, ambulatory dysfunction. Number 7, history of chronic anemia. Number 8, chronic lymphedema, both lower extremities. GERD. History of legal blindness, secondary to macular degeneration. Plan of care, will continue all her current medication, will follow CBC-CMP and PTOT, Miralax for constipation as ordered, care plan discussed with the patient, care plan also discussed with the nursing staff. I have discussed the court status with the patient, she wants to be DNR, DNI, and it was also communicated with the nursing staff. Thank you.